For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team going for a split tonight, joined by Captain Kirkland Irie. Kirkland, as a captain, have you, for lack of a better term, changed how you've captained here during a little rough stretch in the second half?
I wouldn't say it changed anything. I think everyone knows what they need to bring to the table, so I think just having support around the captains is what's necessary.
How has morale been? I'm sure it's had its ups and its downs. How do you, as a captain, try to keep it as high as you can?
Yeah, I mean, going through a season, you're always going to have your ups and downs, but I think showing up positive to the rink every day, willing to work as hard as you can, give 110% every day is what we need to do, and I think we have been doing that.
Nothing easy last night, I don't think, for either team. Both teams defended really, really well. How do you generate offense when things are that hard?
I think we can shoot the puck a little more, for one thing. I thought we defended well, but like I said, in the O-zone, I think we can get to the net a little bit more and get pucks on net a little bit more.
Early five-minute majors are hard. You wouldn't think they would be, but they are. 30 seconds into a game, you're on a power play for 5 minutes. Is it hard to keep urgency when you got 5 minutes and it's that early in a game?
It is tough. I mean, usually your first shift, you want to go out there and get a hit or get on the forecheck early on. But having a power play early, like you said, it can be tough. But I thought we did okay with it. Didn't have a ton of zone time, but I thought after that we got into it.
Hit a couple of pipes. For a team that's struggling, how deflating is that?
It's deflating, but at the same time, like, we know it's coming, and we know it's there. We know we can score, so I think, like I said, if we keep having that shot volume during the game, and I think the goals will come our way.
Olympics going on. Mark Johnson, Wisconsin women's team, are here. Anytime I see him, I'm immediately thinking of that 1980 team. Do you remember how old you were and how far into your hockey career you were when you first started hearing about that team and started learning about that team and what they accomplished?
Oh, right when the movie came out, I think. I don't know how old I don't even know when the movie came out, I guess, but started watching it right away. I think my dad got me into it. My brother got me into it. So I've known the Mark Johnson name for a long time now.
The story is movie-esque, but yet it actually did happen. How cool is that, that a bunch of college guys were able to accomplish what they did?
It almost doesn't seem real. And to think that I'm their age right now, it's like it's incredible to think what they did and what they did for our country.
You got a bunch of international guys on this team. What's the Olympics like with that group of guys in that locker room?
Oh, it's pretty cool. You get a different perspective on everyone's team and everyone's country that's in the Olympics. So it's kind of fun to have a little friendly banter every once in a while.
Best of luck tonight.
Thank you.